Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, although 2020 wasn't awash with live music, obviously we did have some fantastic album releases over the last 12 months or so. The RTÉ Choice Music Prize nominees for the best albums, Irish albums of the year, were announced during the week, and that ceremony, as well as the 2021 Grammys, will be held in March. Both of these will recognise some of the best releases from the past year, but what about some of the forthcoming music releases due for release in 2021? Well, music journalists Louise Bruton and Chris Jones are on the line to chat about some of the most noteworthy releases that are expected to be released this year. And you're both very well welcome to the programme there. I hope you're there, out there somewhere. Are you guys?
Yes, I'm here indeed. Thanks, Colin. How are you doing?
Good to have you, Chris. Louise, are you there? Are you?
Oh yeah, I'm here in County.
Hang on a sec. Let me turn you up there. Yeah, let me turn you up a lot. So Louise, firstly, over to you. What are some of the major artists due to release records in 21, as far as you can see?
Well, there's big rumours coming around the fact that Adele, because she is now recently divorced, will be releasing her next album, which will all be about the heartbreak, because she's the master of heartbreak. And for when she got married, everyone was a bit afraid that she'd be too happy to keep making new music. But lucky for us, she's now divorced. So it'll be 5 years.
Lucky for us, she's divorced. Poor Adele, oh my God. And like the last album was called 25, wasn't it? So, and she goes by number, what, there was 19, then there was 21, 25. Does that mean, what's this going to be then?
So it's 5 years since 25, so it's the big 30. So I think it's the perfect time for
Adele. Do you think she's going to go 30 on it and have a think about it?
Yeah, she was on Saturday Night Live before Christmas, which would indicate that she should have had something to promote, but there was nothing to promote then. So maybe with the 2020, but the way that it was, hopefully that means that this year, turning 30, freshly divorced, she's been kind of busy on Instagram, having a great time. So I feel that there is something afoot with Adele. But also getting divorced this year is Kacey Musgraves, who's the country singer. And her last album, Golden Hour, was released three years ago. And that was all about the magic of falling in love with her then husband. And now I'm expecting an album that's all about the magic of falling out of love with said husband as well.
Good Lord, lockdown's been bad to a lot of people, but it's going to bring out a lot of albums, isn't it?
Yeah, great. Lots of tears, but great music, hopefully.
And Chris, what are your choices for artists this year, 2021 coming?
I'm going to start with the Foo Fighters. They have a new album coming out on the 5th of February. It's going to be their 10th studio album. I think most of us pretty much know what to expect from the Foos at this stage, which is sort of big anthemic stadium rock. However, we are led to believe this new one's going to be a bit poppier and even more. I've heard the word danceable used, which is slightly worrying, I think it might be said. But the single No Son of Mine doesn't deviate too far from the usual script. But another one, Shame Shame, is kind of unusually slinky. Dave Grohl is actually comparing the album to Bowie's Let's Dance. Try not to snigger after that. I reckon RTÉ Monkeys circa AM might be a better comparison.
Well, I'll tell you what, I kind of agree that this is a departure, because when I got to hear this song first from the forthcoming Foo Fighters album, you know, you're expecting the usual anthemic rock, but this is what you get. It's one of those tracks as well. If you look at the video, it's very stark. It's not like Dave Grohl jumping around like a lunatic, being super, super, super duper happy, nicest man in rock as well. So
yeah, it's got quite a groovy little riff in the verses as well. You get the woes in the chorus because, you know, it's got to be precision tools for stadiums and festival main stages, but there's something slightly different coming there. The other one that I thought I would mention is Lana Del Rey. Her new album, Chemtrails Over the Country Club, which is coming out in March. Seems like no time at all since she came out with video games, but believe it or not, that was 10 years ago now, and this is actually going to be her 7th studio album. She's incredibly prolific. She actually teased this one, and I think she'd maybe already started writing songs for it when she was promoting her last record in 2019. It was meant to come out last year, but she had some manufacturing delays, apparently. But she did release a piano ballad, Let Me Love You Like a Woman, in August. And a teaser video for the title track just before Christmas. So we're waiting to hear more of that.
And who would have thought that Lana Del Rey, back in the time when she brought out the song Video Games and so on, that she was going to have a... I thought she was, to be honest, a bit of a one-hit wonder, that she's now an artist. What, she played Malahide Castle as well there a couple of years ago. and she lost 10,000 people.
From strength to strength. Like every album, her last album, which I won't mention in full on air because it's a bit rude, I think it was the best reviewed album of her career. Certainly went down incredibly well, up at the top of a lot of end of year lists for 2019. So I think she's proved the doubters like you and me wrong.
But she's kind of moved out of the mainstream, hasn't she, really, in terms of like hearing her on daytime radio and so on.
She was always quite kind of, she was always ploughing her own furrow. And at the time, I think it was her second album, actually, it was very stylized and perhaps was seen as a bit gimmicky. But I think she's proven since then that she has the songwriting chops to sustain it.
And guys, what do you think, like, in terms of Irish releases this year, Louise, have you any thoughts on what could be breaking through this in 2021 Irish-wise?
Well, we've a lot of Irish artists making their debut releases this year, and one of which is Kojak, who I think everyone is really excited to see what he's going to do with a full-length release, because he's the rapper from Cabra who has had the mixtapes Deli Daydreams and Green Diesel, which were just snapshots into different kind of worlds that he fully created for us. And now with his debut album, which I believe he's actually recording in London, it's going to be, I think he's going to go for a pretty kind of world sound with his hip-hop, because he spent the last few years, I think, really fine-tuning his artistic persona, so that there's going to be a divide between him as a person and him as Kojak, the artist. So I think that this album is probably going to be an exciting moment for Irish hip-hop, not just here, which is very, very healthy, but I think it's going to get huge recognition for him abroad as well.
So you think it could be a point where Irish hip-hop steps out internationally?
Well, it already is, but I think that this is going to be just another release to keep that momentum going, because the focus on Irish on hip hop right now is so deserved, and it is extending. Like it's well praised in the States and as well in the UK as well. But I think that Kojak is just, with this release, he's definitely going to be just a solid name that everybody's going to be talking about.
And I guess as well, people like Kojak have had a lot of time, you know, because of the circumstances, to sit down and like really, you know, nobody's had to rush what they're doing. So you would expect the people releasing stuff in 2021, it'll be fairly high standard, because they can pick from a lot of stuff that they'll be able to work through when they've had pretty much nothing else to do.
Well, I mentioned this fact to Chris the other day, where I think that this year we are going to see so many surprise albums, because with the lack of touring and the lack of needing to be in certain places at a certain time, I think that a lot of artists, if they have the facilities and they have some of the finances, they'll actually just be able to be making so much more music than they ever had been before. So we're just going to have albums dropping at any point, more so from bigger artists. So like, I've no doubt in mind that we're suddenly going to be like, I would stab a guess that this might be the year that Rihanna finally releases her next album, because like, what else is she doing? Where is she going? Nowhere to be. And the same with like, I've absolutely no doubt that the traditional rollout of album releases is completely dead. It had been dying, but I think that last year's pandemic, following on to this year's pandemic, means that whole process is completely donezo. So now artists will be able to release albums whenever they want, which will, of course, mean that we will all be in a flap over it. And then music reviewers like me and Chris will have no time to review the albums. So, but I think that that's...
Exactly. That's a problem for you guys, though, isn't it? Because, you know, artists will release something immediately to the public. There's no kind of in the olden days, people would get an album in advance, they get to review it, they get to write about it or put stuff online, and then you would be able to anticipate a record coming along. Now it's just like bang, inbox, there it is, and you have to review things retrospectively, in other words.
Taylor Swift has given me some sleepless nights, because when she releases her albums at midnight in America, that means that they are coming out here at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I have had to get up sometimes last year at 4 o'clock in the morning to review her album, so that it's up and ready for readers to look at it at 9 in the morning.
And how do you do that then? Like, how do you review an album in such a short period of time? Like, can you really trust yourself, or do you just have to go, oh my God, and just go on your first kind of instincts, because you're under so much pressure?
Well, it's the most trust I have to have myself at any point. So I think when it comes to the likes of Taylor Swift, you know that she's not going to release a dud. not certainly in this stage of her career anyway. But it is tricky when someone is so, like Taylor Swift, when there's so many references within their music to everything going on, you're not going to get everything on the first few listens, certainly not at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I think that maybe that's the power play by some of the bigger artists, where they're returning, they're taking away their music from reviewers and placing it right into the hands of the fans immediately.
And sorry, Louise, and who else Irish-wise were you thinking about in terms of that might be making a splash 2021?
So Fears is a very exciting electronic artist. She makes post-punk ambient music, and she'll be releasing her debut album at some point this year. I think it's going to be more early 2021, but more excitingly, it's from her own record label, Tull, which she launched herself last year, so that she is representing artists who don't normally get represented in music. And her music is just very... it's very visceral, it's very intellectual, it's super emotional. It's the type of thing that you can like dim the lights down on a rainy day and just kind of let her music wash over you. So that's Fears. Her latest single is called Tunta, which is the Irish for waves. That's the recent one kind of that's going out and about. And also there'll be the debut album from Tolu McKay, who's a Nigerian-born, awfully raised singer, who you probably saw on telly a fair bit over Christmas. She was on like the New Year's Christmas show on RTE, and I think she was on the Late Late Show as well. But she is incredible. She's sings kind of neo soul R&B music, and it's very much kind of a coming of age music. So there's kind of a nostalgia there. If you aren't currently coming of age, there's a lot of nostalgia there for those kind of feelings of kind of like trying to figure out young adulthood. And she's just incredible. She has a very sparkling presence. Anytime I've seen her perform on any live streams or on television, she's radiant. And then her music is just so much bigger than what you would expect to hear. So she's someone for everyone to kind of keep an eye on.
And you're looking at Gemma Dunleavy.
Yes, Gemma Dunleavy was on my list, actually.
Oh, sorry, Chris, yeah.
Yeah, she's a singer and producer from Sheriff Street in the North Inner City. She made quite a big splash last year with her EP Up the Flats.
Tell you what, before you go on, for anyone who hasn't heard it, let's take a quick listen to that.
Yeah.
Chris,
shouting up the flats from the roof, folks will be shouting up the flats from the roof, folks will be shouting up the flats from the roof, folks will be shouting up the flats from the roof, folks will be shouting up the flats.
Yeah, that's Gemma Dunleavy there with Up the Flats. So Chris, you reckon that's going to be, this year is going to happen for her?
Possibly, yeah. She has been working on new material throughout 2020. I think she's a little bit unsure about whether it's going to be more EPs or whether there's an album, but I actually loved that track, and the fact that it was a real kind of affirmation of a part of the country and a part of Dublin that maybe gets denigrated, gets dumbed down quite a bit, maybe doesn't have the best reputation, but she's out there sort of representing for her home area and the sense of community that she finds there. The other one I wanted to mention was... For Those I Love, who's a poet and spoken word artist from Donaghmead on the north side of Dublin, called David Balfe. You might have seen him on Later with Jules Holland recently. He did an absolutely incredible, raw, emotional performance of a track called I Have a Love, which he wrote about his best friend, Paul Curran, who's a fellow poet who sadly took his own life in 2018. There's a mixtape, actually, which you can download for free on his Bandcamp. And he's also got a full debut album coming in 2021. I think he wrote dozens of tracks, like over 70 tracks, after his friend Paul passed away, and he's distilled it down to a 9-song album that's out soon. Incredibly powerful stuff, themes of poverty, grief, addiction, hopelessness, but love, friendship and solidarity as well. It's real life-affirming music.
I'll tell you what, we have a clip of the track you were talking about, I Have a Love. Let's take a quick listen to that.
I have a love and it never fades. Now a long way from school days, sharing books, a big break with the two of us and Barry and Craig, talking tunes and poems with too much weight for our age. But the love that remains would shape the memory that stays. Even now we can see our face when those cards are replayed. Arm around me shoulder in teenage embrace. Tell all your friends, I'd say.
That's For Those I Love and I Have a Love there. Yeah, Chris, can you move on to some of the albums for release in 20, maybe the kind of more alternative albums? I know that some of the stuff we're talking about there is alternative as well, but one you mentioned, Arab Strap and Arlo Parks and Slow Tie and Mogwai.
Yeah, there's a couple I wanted to mention which are both Scottish, as it happens. Arab Strap, as you might, as you say, there is the first one. Their album, As Days Get Dark, is coming out at the start of March. It's going to be their first in more than 15 years. They both kind of went their separate ways, did solo stuff, did a few other projects, but still have a massive fan base. They've always, they're extremely misanthropic, they always have been, and they always had a real sort of eye on the seamier side of life, you know, drink, drugs, sex and squalor, basically. And in the early days, in the late 90s, that was kind of a reflection of growing up as teenagers and 20-somethings. Now they've kind of parlayed that into their life as middle-aged men, which kind of gives it an extra edge. They released a single last year, The Turning of Our Bones.
I really like that song. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to cheer you up, but I'm going to give you a quick blast of The Turning of Our Bones. But we'll play some Kylie Minogue after, don't worry.
I don't care about the past, about our glory days gone by. All I care about right now is that wee mole inside your thigh and my confidence.
Right, we'll keep that short because I don't think people are able to handle that with the news that's going on around the world at the moment.
It's not for the squeamish.
I think that's for post-vaccination listening. What do you think?
Louise, what, inoculation before you hear that.
I think many injections would be needed for that one. Louise, what,
I think so,
is it Kendrick Lamar? What's happening with him?
We're not entirely sure what's happening with Kendrick Lamar. He was actually meant to do Glastonbury last year, which headline Glastonbury, which sort of indicates that he has a lot of new music ready to go. He appeared on a Busta Rhymes track just at the end of the year there in October. So, you know, he's definitely active and out there. So I think there are very strong rumours that he's due to release a new album next year. I mean, Damn was a massive record in 2017. Then he did the Black Panther soundtrack in 2018. He picked up a Grammy and a Pulitzer and an Oscar nomination around that time. So expectations are going to be high for his new material.
So Louise, what are you looking for? What's the big one that you're looking forward to this year? If you could put one at the top of the pyramid, what would it be?
I would definitely be looking forward towards Lana Del Rey's one, and FKA Twigs is set to be releasing her third album this year as well, which she had recorded in lockdown, fully in lockdown, and then wrote and recorded the whole thing with her collaborators all over FaceTime. And I think an interesting thing that had come to the surface recently was that FKA Twigs recently revealed through a New York Times piece that she's just out of an abusive relationship, allegedly, with the actor boyfriend Shia LaBeouf. And she was with him during the kind of release process of her last album, Magdalene, which was released in 2019. And she had said that it had really affected her relationship with that album and the creative process, and she just didn't feel the need to promote it. So I think with this album, now that she's kind of moved herself out of that dangerous situation, she is all about the music. And I think that it's going to be an incredibly insightful, very beautiful and moving piece of music, which is what we're used to from FKA Twigs.
Lot of attention on her too because of that terrible story that emerged, as you said earlier on.
Yeah, I think it really shone a light on the fact that she really, not only did it affect her personally obviously, but it made her so distant from her own work, which I think it was a very kind of brave insight into her life, into how just these abusive relationships can kind of chip away at different angles. And the fact that, because 2019's Magdalene is a beautiful album, and the fact that she could have felt any disconnect to that, the fact that she could have felt any disconnect to that is just, it's just so hard to understand because it's a beautiful piece of work. So I hope now that she's moving into this album that she has a stronger connection to the music and can have a better perspective on the music that she's putting out there and the relationship that she has with her music and her fans. So yeah, that should be out at some stage this year. But also it is meant to be the year that Lorde will finally release her third album. And this is as much as like wanting Frank Ocean or Rihanna to release a new album, because Lorde teases new music all the time and then just never comes through with it. So it's kind of, at this stage,
Want to cry wolf too many times though, because people just lose interest.
I know. I kind of feel at some stage that acts like this are actually trolling us. They're kind of like, we're going to have music. Oh no, we're not going to have music. But her recent album was delayed following the death of her dog Pearl. So this is what we're dealing with. So it's the
Okay. Well, listen, guys, that's a bounty of stuff. If this stuff emerges over the next 12 months or so, and it sounds like a lot to look forward to once again on the music front. And let's hope the live thing happens, starts to emerge at least in the next few months. Music journalist Louise Bruton and Chris Jones, thank you very much for joining us here on the show today.
Dave Fanning, Weekends on 2FM.